flooding continues to cause chaos and destruction in countries across Central and Eastern Europe. The Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has declared a state of natural disaster, while leaders in Austria have spoken of an unprecedented extreme situation. At least six people have been killed in Romania and thousands of homes have been evacuated in Czechia. The flooding follows days of torrential rain from Storm Boris. Professor Miroslav Tinker from the Global Changes Research Institute, which is based in the Czech Republic, spoke to the BBC about why this flooding is so unusual.
Climatologically, we have the most rain in the summer months, June, July, August. September, it's on average much sort of poor in the rainfall. But as the season is getting longer, we face the longer temperatures, then we get the more rain later. But it's unusual in terms of the historical records.
Well, for an update now, we can talk to our Eastern Europe reporter, Liam Nolan, who's in Poland. Liam, will you bring us, first of all, through the latest developments in Poland and in the Czech Republic?
Good afternoon. Yes, but so far, starting with Poland first, the number of fatalities reported by authorities has now risen to five. A number of towns have been evacuated and the Polish military, the Polish army, has been deployed to help civil defence in rescue efforts. The Polish cabinet met this morning at about 9 o'clock. They decided on next steps. As you mentioned in the intro there, Donald Tusk had announced that a state of natural emergency would be implemented for the two affected regions. There are four regions on flood alert. Two other regions close to Krakow are also on flood alert as well. The details of the help that those regions will receive was mentioned by Mr. Tusk earlier in his posts in his press conference about an hour ago. He said the affected regions would be given somewhere in the sum of about 250 million euros to help affected communities. And there's also been a report that Ukraine has offered to send 100 rescue workers to Poland.
Talk to us then about the Czech Republic. What's happening there?
Well, in the Czech Republic, so far, one death has been confirmed. There's four missing, and somewhere in the region of about 12,000 people were evacuated from their homes in the northern Czech Republic. Police had in northern regions of the Czech Republic, police actually took the step of waking people up early from their homes this morning as heavy torrential rain had taken place all through the night, and the river level had started to rise. So thousands of people evacuated there as well. Very similar circumstances between the north of the Czech Republic and Poland. Of course, they share some of the same river paths and the same rivers. So the flooding is very similar between both countries.
We heard Professor Miroslav Tinker there talking about one of the unusual aspects to what's been happening over the past few days. And of course, until the weekend, I mean, many of the affected countries had been experiencing a long, hot summer. How common is flooding in the affected regions?
So the southwestern area of Poland and that northern area of Czech Republic is prone to flooding. There was a very big flood in 1997 in which over 50 people have died, and that lives long in the memories of the people who live there. A series of reservoirs and dams have been constructed since, and they've been put into action over the weekend to take in a lot of that flood water. So that river basin of Poland, which takes in the Oder River, it's a river that dissects Germany, Poland, and the Czech Republic, has been prone to some flooding since, but nothing as serious as this has happened. This is the most serious flooding, should I say, since 1997. Whereas the rest of Poland over, and it's been a very, as you mentioned as well, there's been a very hot summer in Poland and the region. Temperatures were in excess often of 25 degrees, 30 degrees Celsius, and a third of Polish rivers were declared in a drought state up until Friday. Such was the dryness of the summer. So we've seen a very extreme summer of very little precipitation, very little rain, and then the other extreme where there's just been a deluge in the last 3 days of all this rain in the affected in the southwestern region of Poland, that northern region of the Czech Republic alone.
What's the forecast for the coming days?
There is going to be more rain in the regions affected. It won't be as heavy. I mean, some of the forecasts are saying that the rain won't be as heavy, but the depth of the rivers are starting to recede in those affected regions, those two regions right at the south of Poland and at the north of the Czech Republic. What authorities are worried about now is that there's a build-up of rain, all that flood water, that if it breaks one of the dams, and some dams, as I mentioned, have been constructed in the last 25 years, but there's also a series of older dams, and one dam broke yesterday morning, and there was a spillage of flood water into the river. The fear that the authorities have is that some of that flood water will build up and then break through and then threaten to flood the cities of Opole and Wrocław. Both of those cities in the southwest of Poland are on flood alert. Wrocław asked for volunteers to help secure the city's embankments earlier this morning. So that is over the coming days. They're definitely not out of the woods yet, and the authorities are still hoping that those flood protection measures will keep the two cities safe.
Liam Nolan in Poland, thank you very much for that.